It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
And happy holidays and happy holiday hoops from Dieterich High School. We are live today for day one of the Dieterich Boys Holiday Tournament as the Red Hill Salukis, fresh off winning the Conrad Allen Tournament in Wayne City, take on the Oblong Panthers in game two of the Dieterich Tournament. It is the first day. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. It's a pleasure to be back behind the mic for Red Hill Sports and filling in for Ryan Seed this week.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you alongside and talked to you a couple times over the past several months, but now I get to see you in person, sit next to you. So as we get ready for this tournament, the Salukis are coming off winning that Wayne City Holiday Tournament, Conrad Allen Tournament. They're 8-4, have won four in a row in that tournament. They beat Sisney, Crab Orchard, Wayne City, and a very good Gallatin County team. They're taking on Oblong. Oblong's been struggling some this season. They're a fairly young team. I know they've lost to Lawrenceville. They've lost to Hudsonville. A couple of teams that Red Hill has defeated. So we'll see how this works out this afternoon in this game. But the Salukis have a game today, this afternoon, two games tomorrow, and that will determine where they will, what time and who they will play on Friday afternoon or evening.
Salukis, of course, off to an 8-4 start. Of course, their first tournament was the Kappa Classic, which they went 1-3 in. Their second tournament, of course, was Wayne City, which they won. They went 4-0 in that tournament. And the only loss they've had that was not from a tournament was to the Olney Tigers.
Right, and they figure that tournament play, they lost to Marshall, the Capital Cats, a game that Red Hill, they kind of gave away. But then they lost to Totopolis, which is a very outstanding team. Salem, they didn't play well against Salem. Salem won fairly handily. And then the Olney game, they ended up losing by 30 in that game. It was an 11-point game on the fourth quarter. But Olney's one of the top-seeded teams down at the Duster Thomas Classic down in Pinckneyville starting this week. So, you know, the Tigers are a very good team. So this is a tournament that I think Coach Brian Hebel thinks he feels that the team, if they play well, can compete and possibly win this tournament, which is what they did last week at Wayne City. They defeated two teams that they had lost to in the tournament. They lost to Wayne City last year in what would have been a semifinal game and then lost a third-place game to Gallatin County. Came back this year beating Wayne City and Gallatin. And Gallatin had four starters returning from last year's team. So they've been on a positive note for the last couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens here at Dietrich.
Looking forward to this one. Pre-game show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We will take a three-minute break and be back with some more info on what's going on throughout the Little Illini Conference teams and some of the other tournaments going on in this area. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we are back here at Dieterick High School as the Red Hill Salukis get set to take on the Oblong Panthers in their opener for the Dieterick Boys Holiday Tournament. Pre-game show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner and by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. The first game of the Dieterick Boys Holiday Tournament just wrapped up a few minutes ago. It was the host Dieterick Maroons with a 57-33 victory over the Sullivan Redskins in a game you and I just saw here.
Yeah, and Dieterick took control of that game early. Dieterick is the second seed in the tournament. The number one seed is the Red Hill Salukis. And Sullivan, I think, is 7, Oblong is 8. Game following this one, the Red Hill game, will be Arcola and North Clay. And that'll be an interesting game to watch for Coach Brian Havel, because that's the two teams that Red Hill plays tomorrow. They are Cole, I think, at 2:30, and they come back at 5:30 against North Clay. They have seen North Clay because they were down at the Wayne City Tournament finishing third down there. So I'm sure they'll stay around and watch that ball game as to who their opponents are for tomorrow.
And the North Clay Cardinals, of course, are in the same conference
right.
as the Dieterick Movin' Maroons.
Right.
That is the National Trail, which also includes Altamont, Brownstown, Neoga, who we saw last
right.
year. St. Anthony, St. Elmo, and South Central and yeah. Windsor.
And Teton used to be in this conference several years ago. Then they've moved out of it. They pretty well dominated along with St. Anthony. But Dietrich's had some really good teams in the past. And, of course, I can remember a couple times Neoga winning regionals and playing in the sectional at Red Hill.
The other games tonight in the Dieterick Holiday Tournament, of course, today starting at 4 p.m., the Newton Eagles, another LIC team, will take on Sullivan at 4 p.m. That'll be Sullivan's second game. Of course, they're coming off a 24-point loss to the host Maroons. Then it'll be North Clay and Oblong at 5:30. That'll be Oblong's second game. And then Dieterick will play their second game tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. That'll be against CHBC.
Yep.
That'll be CHBC's first game.
Yeah.
That will be at 7 p.m. So that is day one of the Dieterick Boys Holiday Tournament.
And if people want to know who CHBC is, it's Cadden Herrick, Beecher City.
There you go. Some other tournaments going on in the area today. Of course, a good one between Casey Westfield and Linton Stockton at the Wabash Valley Classic. And Linton pulled that one off 57-51 over the Warriors. And Luke Richards had 22 points in a losing effort in that game. Also, earlier today, it was Marshall defeating Shackamack at the First Financial Wabash Valley Classic. That was 76-53. Jaden Walls had 13 points in that game, and Skyler McManus and Kyle Sanders both had 10 points for the Lions. So impressive win
yeah.
for the Marshall Lions
yeah.
and a tough loss for the Casey Westfield Warriors.
Yeah, their first loss. They were coming off a two-point overtime win at Fairfield against the two undefeated teams last week at Fairfield. The first 2 years, I think, of the tournament, Red Hill was in the tournament. It wasn't called the First Financial, it was the Pizza Classic.
That's right.
At that time.
In fact,
so
the winners even used to get pizza.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that sounds good enough to win the tournament. Get pizza instead of a trophy, hey. Fill your tummy.
Yep. The only other team from the LIC in tournament action today is the Flora Wolves. They are at the Vandalia tournament. Yeah. They will take on Shelbyville.
Yeah. And Robinson will play tonight, though.
That's right.
Against Owen Valley.
That's right. Yeah. Robinson will take on Owen Valley in Terre Haute. So this has been the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We will take a two-minute break and be back with the tip-off. It's the Red Hill Salukis and the Oblong Panthers. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today. 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And we are back here at Dieterich High School. It is game two of the Dieterich Boys Holiday Tournament here as the Red Hill Salukis, with an 8-4 record, get set to take on the Oblong Panthers, who are 0-9 and looking for their first win of the season. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Red Hill Salukis, it'll be Parker Havel, number 10, Connor McKinney, number 14, Nathan Worth, number 20, Drew Moore, number 23, and Drake Allen, number 40. For the Oblong Panthers, it will be Diego Lateras, number 4, Connor Potts, number 5, Nathan Meese, number 10, Zane Belford, number 13, and Caleb Black, number 34. Today's Red Hill basketball broadcast is brought to you by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your career is waiting. WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10 WTHI. Coverage you can count on. People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more. We're your community bank. And Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center, no better banking.
Look at the officials there. One of the officials is one of the Lighty brothers, either Don or Joe. I've seen them for a number of years officiating, but the other two I don't recognize.
And the tip is controlled by the Oblong Panthers, and we are underway.
So looks like probably a man-to-man defense.
Meese has the ball, gets it out to the right side. Here's Potts. Potts now over this time left side. Here's Black. Black with it over right wing. Here's Lateras. Litteris gets it out to the top of key. This time it's Meese again. Meese being guarded by Havel. 10 against 10. Drives down low, gets out left wing this time. Here's Black with it. Black drives his way down in, gets out left wing. Here's a three on the way by Potts. That's off the rim and rebounded by McKinney. Now Salukis in quick transition. Moore tries to feed it down low, and that is going to be tipped and goes out of bounds, but it looks like it will stay with Red Hill.
And they tried to get it down under to, I think, Worth. They got tipped away. There was a couple of Red Hill players down there for it.
So they will inbound from underneath the basket, get out to the right wing. Now they feed it to Drew Moore, top the key. Out to the right wing again this time. Here's Worth. They feed it down low again. Now here's a shot that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by the Panthers. Yep. That was Meese with that rebound.
And Drake Allen on a missed shot.
Three on the way from the right wing. That's off the front of the rim and rebounded by McKinney. That was Meese missing that. Now here's McKinney driving down low. Drives into traffic, shoots it, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Now Panthers in transition here. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key by Meese. That's no good. And rebounded by the Salukis.
Well, the Panthers aren't afraid to throw it up there.
No, they're not.
Three shots and all threes.
Still no score. 6:40 to go in the first quarter.
They should have come in zone defense.
Drew Moore left wing. Now McKinney top the key. Now this time Pavel takes a three right wing. That's going to be off the rim again. Rebounded there down low, though. Now here's a shot. That's going to be blocked, but we're going to have a foul called, and that will send Drake Allen to the free throw line. So that will be the first foul of the game. That will be on Oblong, and that will be on number four, Lateris.
Drake Allen at the free throw line. Had some trouble early in the season, but he
hits his first free throw.
Yeah, he picked it up in the Wayne City tournament and hit some crucial free throws in that game against Gallatin County.
Second free throw is up and nothing but net. He's got 2 points, first 2 points of the game. And that makes it 2-0 Salukis.
He's in some 1-2-2 pressure.
And they go with pressure again here as Oblong struggles to get it across half court. But they finally do. They drive into traffic. And that's going to be tipped by Moore, but he can't come up with the steal. Belford comes up with it. Now this time it's Lateris, right wing. Gets out to the top of the key. That ball is lost, and it goes out of bounds, and it will go back to the Salukis.
It's the first turnover of the game for either team. I think Salukis want to pick up the tempo a little bit.
6:08 to go here in the first quarter. Salukis up 2-0. Now McKinney has the top of the key, feeds it down low to Drake Allen. Now Drew Moore has it left wing. Over cross court this time. Now top of the key, McKinney again. Back to Moore left wing. He's going to take a three here. That's off the rim, and that will be rebounded by Oblong. Now Nathan Meese has it, crosses court with it. This time it's Connor Potts, right wing. Potts gets it out this time to Black. Black top the key. Being guarded by Havel, gets it out left wing. Now this time it's Nathan Meese with it. Feeds it down low. Here's the shot. That's going to be good. That was Caleb Black converting there. He has 2 points now, and we're all tied at two.
That's the first field goal of the ball game.
McKinney has it top the key. Feeds it down low to Drake Allen. Now this time here's a shot by Parker Abel. It's going to be no good and rebounded by Connor Potts of Oblong. 5:12 to go here in quarter number one. It's a 2-2 ball game. Not much scoring to start this ball game. Now the Panthers have it top the key. Here's Caleb Black. Gets it out left wing this time. Here's Nathan Meese with it. Meese being guarded by Havel. Gets it out this time top the key. That's going to be tipped and stolen by Havel. Quickly tries to feed it down a little more, but he can't save it, and that's going to be stolen away by Oblong. Now this time Nathan Meese with it, drives down low, and he loses it, but gets it out. Here's a three from the left wing. That's going to be good. Litteris with that three, and it's 5-2 Oblong. 4:35 to go in quarter number one. Panthers with a 5-2 lead. Here's Havel right wing, out to McKinney, top the key. McKinney shot fake, gets it out to Drew Moore. Now this time they're in the left corner. That's going to be tipped but recovered by McKinney. Top the key. McKinney out to Drew Moore, left wing. Moore being guarded by Potts. Gets it out back to Havel. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be good. Parker Havel with that three, and that ties it at 5-5. 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. Oblong with the basketball. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by McKinney. Quickly feeds it down low to Drew Moore. And he misses the layup. That looked like an easy layup there, but Oblong with the rebound. Here's Meese driving down with it, but we're going to have a whistle, and it's going to be on the floor, and it looks like a foul.
Yes, I think maybe McKinney. Yes, Connor McKinney is first.
Team's first. So the first foul of the game for Red Hill, and Oblong will inbound from underneath the basket, and we got another whistle.
Knocked out of bounds, I think, belongs to Oblong.
Looked like it was Drew Moore that knocked it out of bounds. 3:51 to go. Here's Oblong inbounds. That's tipped away and stolen by Drew Moore. Moore now with the basketball. Feeds it down low to Drake Allen. and he had it tipped away, and that goes out of bounds, and that will stay with the Salukis.
Salukis kind of sloppy with her ball handling here early.
And we got a whistle. Looks like a sub is coming in for Oblong.
It's number 50. And that is Tristan Sablone, I guess.
So Red Hill inbounds. Here's Drew Moore top the key. Now left wing, here's Havel. Havel gets it out cross court this time to McKinney. Now top the key, here's Drew Moore again. Now back to McKinney, top the key. 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. They feed it down low to Drake Allen. He gets the basket and the foul.
Good ball movement that time.
That's 4 points for Drake Allen, and he'll go to the free throw line for a chance at his fifth. Allen so far with 4 of Red Hill's 7 points.
Belford on the foul for the Panthers.
Free throw on the way by Allen. That's going to be way short, and that will go to the Panthers. So as you say, Rob, a rather sloppy start to this game for both teams. A lot of defense, too, as Red Hill with some pressure in the backcourt here, but Oblong is able to break the press. And now this time Potts takes a three top the key. That's going to be off the rim. Rebounded by Sablone. Gets that right wing. Here's another three by Meese. That's off. And McKinney comes up with the rebound for Red Hill. Now this time, here's Parker Havel, left wing. Out to McKinney this time. Now Drew Moore top the key. Out right side. Here's a shot that's going to be good.
Two-pointer from Nathan Worth.
That's his first 2 points of the ball game.
I was waiting for the raiser arm making a three, but he was just on the line there.
Just a little bit inside. And now here's another steal by Parker Havel. He drives down low, shoots it, can't get it, gets his own rebound, though, and he's unable to put it in, but a rebound and a foul, and that will be a shooting foul, as it looked like Nathan Worth was shooting on the rebound there.
Yeah, they missed a couple shots, and then Worth tried to tip it, and they were called for the foul, so.
And that will be on Zane Belford. That'll be his second. The third team foul against Oblong. First free throw up and no good.
One more for Nathan. 6'6 junior.
Today's Red Hill broadcast brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We've got you covered from head to toe. Nathan Worth at the free throw line again. Second free throw is up and it bounces off as well.
So Salukis are 1 of 4 from the line now.
So Nathan Meese with the basketball, crossing half court with it. 2:32 to go here in the first quarter. Now here's Johnson with it. Hayden Johnson being guarded by Drew Moore. Gets it out this time to Sablone. Sablone now left wing this time. Here's Little John with it. Feeds it down low to Meese. Meese back in the left wing. Gets it out and they try to feed it down low. And that's going to be stolen away by McKinney. Now Red Hill on a fast break. They feed it down low to Drew Moore and he's got a layup. Drew Moore with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 11-5 Salukis. 2:01 to go in the first quarter. Oblong now at the basketball. Here's Johnson. And that's going to be stolen away by Drake Allen. Drake Allen now in transition. Drives into traffic. Shoots it. And that's going to be off the backboard, though. Rebound. And that will be an... Looks like it's going the other way.
They're going to call it on Red Hill.
So that will be Red Hill's second foul. And that will be on Parker Havel, his first.
Now the Salukis need to convert on those turnovers because... Oblong's already turned the ball over 6 times.
1:50 to play here in the first quarter. Red Hill 11, Oblong 5. Some pressure from Red Hill, and that's going to be a turnover.
Drew Moore was able to tip it under the basket, and one of the Oblong players could not control it, so Red Hill has the ball under their own basket.
So Connor McKinney will inbound from underneath the basket. Red Hill up 11-5, and with the ball. Now Drew Moore top the key, gets out left wing to McKinney. McKinney goes back to the top of the key this time. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Oblong. I think McKinney tried to beat it down low there, and it didn't work. So now Nathan Meese with the basketball with 1:30 to play in the first quarter. Meese with it, feeds it down to Sablone. Now this time left wing, here's Potts. Back to Meese. Meese drives down low, gets it out to Potts. Potts is going to take a three from the top of the key. That's no good. And that's going to bounce out of bounds, and that will stay with Oblong.
Yeah. Came off long, and I think McKinney or Havel tried to reach for it, but couldn't control it.
Another sub coming in for Oblong. That will be Hayden Johnson. He's actually coming back into the ball game, and Jonathan Littlejohn will take a seat.
Yeah.
1:15 to play in the first quarter. It's Red Hill 11 and Oblong 5. Meese gets it out right wing to Hayden Johnson. And that's going to be tipped by McKinney, and he's unable to save it. It will stay with Oblong. And so we will have a timeout.
30-second timeout, it looks like.
It's an Ambrough Federal Credit Union 30-second timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Red Hill 11 and Oblong 5 with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Red Hill Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Scott's Health Smart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's locally owned and operated pharmacy. 1:05 to play here in the first quarter. Salukis with an 11-5 lead over Oblong at the Dieterich Holiday Tournament as the Panthers will inbound. Now it's time for Hayden Johnson right wing, handing it off to Potts. Potts rolls, and it's stripped away by Drew Moore. Moore on a fast break, and he's going to lay it in. Now the Panthers with the ball, and that's going to be tipped away by Havel and stolen by Moore. Moore now quickly down to Havel. Havel's going to shoot it, gets the basket, and it counts, and the foul.
And that is 9 turnovers for Oblong.
And that will be on Nathan Meese. And that will send Parker Havel to the free throw line.
Parker now with 5 points.
He'll have a chance to get 6 here at the free throw line. 37.1 to go here in the first quarter. Free throw is up, and it is good. Havel with 6 points of Red Hill 16. And more pressure and another steal. This time it's Drake Allen. He drives down, shoots it, and lays it in. Good defense by Red Hill. Another steal. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 18-5 Salukis. Now it's time Hayden Johnson with it. Gets it out to Caleb Black. Now back to Johnson, top the key. Down to 15 to go here in the first quarter. Now right wing, here's Potts feeding it down low to Littlejohn. Littlejohn, and we're going to have a whistle on the floor. Looks like a foul on Red Hill.
I think it's Nathan Worth.
So that will keep the ball with Oblong with 9.9 to go here in the first quarter.
Salukis had the possession to start the second quarter. So
they inbound this time, and they are able to save it. Now here's Connor Potts down to 5. Gets it out to Caleb Black. Black drives to the free throw. Got blocked. And a half-court heave by Drake Allen, no good, and that will end the first quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, after one quarter of play, it's the Red Hill Salukis 18 and the Oblong Panthers 5. We're back in 1 minute with the second quarter. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrough Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Salukis Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community.
Yes, Red Hill. I mean, Oblong was 2 of 9 that quarter. 7 of their 9 shots were threes, and they made one.
And your score is 18-5 as we start the second quarter with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reiner. Quick three by Havel, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and it's going to, Oblong's going to tip it, and it actually is going to go to Oblong. It was last touch by Red Hill, so the Panthers will have it. So it'll be Connor Potts inbounding at exactly half court. Drew Moore will guard the inbound, gets it out, and Nathan Meese is unable to hold on to it.
Yeah, he dribbled it off his foot. I think Meese is probably considered their best player, probably. Been in several that name playing at Auburn in the last few years.
Drew Moore, right wing. He's going to shoot a two here, and that's going to be good.
That's six for Drew now.
And that will make it 20-5 in favor of the Salukis. Now Oblong brings the ball up court here. They get it out to Meese, who's going to drive down low and lay it in. Meese drove into traffic there. He got it over two defenders.
Well, Salukis, the game had been, Red Hill had been behind 5-2. They scored 18 straight points.
And Parker Havel with an impressive catch of a half-court pass there. And they're going to feed it to Havel, left wing. He's going to drive down in, shoot it over two defenders. No good. Rebound, though, by Worth, and he puts it in. Nathan Worth now with 4 points, and that makes it 22-7, Dogs. Now Oblong with the basketball as Meese has it. Meese cross-court this time. Now it's Diego Lateras with it. Lateras gets it out right wing this time to Johnson. Here's a three by Lateras. That's going to be off, and the rebound by Connor McKinney. McKinney drives down low. Quick pass down low to Drake Allen. There's the whistle, and they're going to call a travel.
Third turnover for Red Hill.
And that was a pretty obvious travel there, too.
Oblong with 10 turnovers. Cameron Ray coming in for the Salukis, replacing, what's that, Connor McKinney.
Connor McKinney's done a good job on defense so far. So 6:41 to go until halftime. 15-point lead for Red Hill. Now Oblong with the basketball here. Here's Hayden Johnson getting out right wing to Litteris. Now back to Johnson. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be nothing but net. Hayden Johnson with his first points of the ball game. It's a three, and that makes it 22-10. Saluki's still in front. Now Drew Moore has it left wing, gets it out top the key. Now right wing, here's Drake Allen. Now it's Cameron Ray in the ball game. Now left wing, they feed it down low to Drake Allen. He's surrounded. He loses the ball. It's going to be stolen away by Litteris, but right back to Havel, though, and he shoots it and puts it in. Havel with a steal and basket. He's got eight now. And that makes it 24-10, Salukis. Now another steal by Drake Allen. He drives down in and puts it in. Drake Allen now with eight, and we've got a timeout. It's an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard, it's Red Hill 26 and Oblong 10 with 5:51 to go until halftime. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Salukis up 26-10 and Oblong with the basketball. They try to feed it down low this time. And Oblong has it. It's Connor Potts, and we got a whistle. It's going to be a foul on the Salukis. So that will be the 14th foul on Red Hill, and it looks like it's going to be on Cameron Ray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll be his first.
Team fourth.
5:40 to play until halftime. Oblong with the basketball. Here's Connor Potts. Out to Litteris this time. Now right corner, here's Johnson. Back to Litteris. Litteris being guarded by Drew Moore. Gets out top the key. Here's Nathan Meese. Nathan Meese with the basketball here. Being guarded by Parker Abel. Feeds it down low to Zane Belford. Now back to Meese. Now right corner, Johnson taking a three. That's off the front of the rim. And Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. And correction, that's actually Drake Allen. Here's a three by Moore, though, and that's going to be nothing but net. Drew Moore now with 9 points, and that makes it 29-10. Red Hill, and a near steal by Parker Havel, but it goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Oblong Panthers.
Well, it's good to see Drew hitting some shots. He, I don't say he's been in a shooting slump. He hadn't shot, didn't shoot real well on at Wayne City at some times, but he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's 4 out of 7 today with the 9 points, I guess it is.
And Havel with another near steal there, but Oblong is able to save the ball. Now the Panthers with it, and they can't get it past that court. 10-second violation.
12 turnovers. And that's one thing that's plagued Oblong. I know against Lawrenceville, they had quite a number of turnovers. Lawrenceville won by about 40. That was at Lawrenceville.
So Cameron Ray with the basketball gets it out to Drew Moore, left wing. Now cross-court pass this time to Parker Havel. Three on the way by Ray. That's going to be good. Cameron Ray with his first 3 points of the ball game, 32-10 Salukis, and a timeout is called by Oblong.
Colin Benson also in the game for Radio right now.
It's an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Red Hill 32 and Oblong 10. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Salukis basketball on The Legend, brought to you by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about after the game? And by KZ State Bank, bank where you want, when you want, how you want. So Oblong with the basketball, down by 22 against Red Hill, and another steal by the Salukis. Now Drew Moore has it, tries to feed it down low to Havel, and that layup is missed and rebounded by the Panthers. That was Zane Belfer with that rebound for Oblong. Now they drive into traffic. And
double
a double
team
by Moore and Havel, and they're able to get it out to the left wing. And that pass is going to go out of bounds, and that will be Saluki ball. So another Oblong turnover. And Red Hill with the basketballs. Ray gets it out to Havel, right wing. Now they feed it down low to Drake Allen. Allen drives into traffic, shoots it, and it rolls in.
He's become very good around the basket that close.
He's got 10 points now, and it's 34-10 in favor of the Salukis. Now three on the way by Ponce. That's going to be off the rim. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it goes to Red Hill. So 34-10 is your score. 3:46 to go in the second quarter.
McKinney in for Havel. She's got McKinney, Ray. She got Moore in there. Benson and Allen, I think it is.
Now this time Allen gets out. Three on the way by Ray. That's going to be off the rim. And McKinney is unable to save it. It goes out of bounds, and that will be Oblong basketball. And a whistle here and another sub coming in for Red Hill, and it's going to be Nathan Worth.
He's coming in for Drake Allen, his first breather today.
Worth in the ball game with 4 points as Oblong has the basketball. More backcourt pressure here by Red Hill, but Oblong is able to break it, and we got a whistle and a foul on the Salukis.
On Benson trying to reach in as Meese was bringing the ball up the floor, changing directions, and Colin reached in on him. Team's fifth foul.
And that will be the first on Benson. And a sub coming in for Oblong. It looks like it's Caleb Black, and he will replace Diego Lateras.
Yeah, Black, one of the original starters.
3:17 until halftime, 34-10 Salukis. Now Oblong has it. And they get out, and it's stolen away by Nathan Ward.
I think Salukis went to his own defense that time.
And they feed it down low this time. No good. That was Colin Benson missing that, and Oblong comes up with the rebound. Now Meese crosses half court with it, being guarded by Ray. Gets out right corner. Here's Connor Potts. Now back to Meese. Now this time left wing. Here's Caleb Newman. Now Meese top the key. They feed it down low to Black. Now back to Meese. He's going to take a three, and that's going to be off. And rebounded by Caleb Black, and we got a whistle. And it looks like it's going to be a reach-in foul on Red Hill. And so that will keep the ball with Oblong, and that will be the second foul on Connor McKinney and the sixth on the team. Now Oblong with the ball. Here's a three on the way, and that's going to be good. And that was Connor Potts sinking that three. And it's 34-13 in favor of the Salukis. Now Drew Moore has the basketball here. Gets out to Leonard, to Ray, top the key. Three on the way from the right corner by Drew Moore. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Connor Potts. 2:20 to go until halftime. Oblong with the ball, but Red Hill up by 21. Connor Potts has it. Gets out right wing. Here's Meese. Meese being guard gets out. Three on the way by Potts. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Nathan Worth. Now Drew Moore has it. Gets past the defender. Now gets it out right wing to Worth. Now right corner. Here's Benson with it, and that's going to be tipped away and actually out of bounds, and that will be a turnover for the Salukis.
Fourth turnover. Parker Havel back in, and Drew Moore taking a rest with 1:57 to go in the half.
And what a first half Drew Moore has had. He's the second leading scorer on the team so far with 9 points, Drake Allen with 10. And Oblong getting set to inbound, but we've got another whistle, and now they can inbound.
The Salukis have had very balanced scoring so far.
So now this time, Caleb Black with it, being double-teamed. And gets it out left wing. Here's a three on the way by Nathan Meese. That's going to be off, and a fight for the rebound, and the Salukis come up with it. And Cameron Ray did a good job saving it.
Yeah.
And now we got a foul on Oblong as Parker Havel drove down close to the basket.
It's a blocking foul, and it'll be out of bounds. Second foul against Meese.
And that'll be the fifth on the team. So Red Hill inbounds from underneath the basket, out to Havel this time. Now top of the key, Ray back to Havel. Now back to Ray in the right wing. Now this time Havel has it. Gets out left corner. Here's a three on the way by Benson. That's going to be good. Colin Benson with his first points of the ball game. It's a three. And the Salukis are on top 37-13. Down to 1:18 to go here until halftime. Oblong again struggling to get it past half court. And they get it out this time to Black. Now here they are down low. Shot no good. And that's going to be tipped away. And Oblong will keep the basket.
Meese missed the shot inside. Tipped out by, I think, one of the Red Hill players.
So Connor Potts will inbound, being guarded by Colin Benson. Underneath the basket, out left wing this time to Belford. Now this time it's Lateris with it, being guarded by Ray. Now out to Caleb Blacktop to Key. Back to Lateris. Now cross-court pass here to Connor Potts, and he's able to save it. That was nearly lost. He gets it out, and that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Parker Havel. Havel on a fast break, and he's able to lay it in. Parker Havel now with 10 points in the ballgame, and it's 39-13 Red Hill. 41 seconds to play in the second quarter. Now right corner, they get it out to Potts. Now back to Potts. He's going to take a three, and that's off the front of the rim and rebounded by Nathan Meese. Down to 30 to play here until halftime. Now cross-court pass back to Potts in the right corner. Now this time, Meese again, top the key. Drives into traffic, shoots it, and no good, but he draws the foul. And that will send Nathan Meese to the free throw line.
The first time the Oblong's been at the foul line. Red Hill was 3 of 6, all in the first quarter.
That will be the 17th foul against Red Hill, but it is a shooting foul, so it'll be 2 free throws, and that will be the second foul on Parker Havel.
It'll be Nathan Meese at the line. Has 2 points.
22.9 to play until halftime. Oblong with 2 free throws. First one by Meese is up, no good.
Only gave him 1 and 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
That looked like a shooting foul, but apparently it's a 1-1.
They called it off on the,
that's
on the drive to the basket. So
15 seconds to play until halftime. Here's Drew Moore with the basketball on the right wing. Now top the key. Here's Ray. And that got tipped, but Drew Moore saves it. Down to 5 to play in the first half. Here's a 3 on the way by Drew Moore off the front of the rim. Rebound by Cameron Ray, throws it up, no good, and that will do it for the first half. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, after one half of play, it's the Red Hill Salukis 39 and the Oblong Panthers 13. We will take a 3-minute break and come back with the halftime show presented by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bo's Pizza. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Close Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And welcome to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Your halftime score on the Best Way Express scoreboard, it's the Red Hill Salukis 39 and the Oblong Panthers 13. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart, and what a first half by the Red Hill Salukis.
They got off to a little bit of a slow start. They trailed one time early in the first quarter, 5-2, but they rattled off the final 16 points of the first quarter. Actually, they scored about 18 in a row from a trailing 5-2 to go ahead 20-5. It was 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. It's 39-13 now, so that 26-point lead is the largest of the game so far. Red Hill, you take a look at the shooting percentage. Red Hill is 16 of 32, so they're 50%. They're 4 of 9 on threes, so that makes them 12 of, 23 on twos. Oblong, on the other hand, is 5 of 21 from the field. They're 3 of 16 on threes, so that makes them 2 of 5 on twos. So they're shooting 40% from two, with only taking five shots. Red Hill's out-rebounding them 14-11, but turnover was a big point. Salukis with 4, and Oblong with 16 first-half turnovers, as the Salukis have scored off pretty much at will off the turnovers, and they've hit, some four threes, leading the way for Red Hill. Really balanced scoring. Greg Allen has 10. Also, Parker Havel with 10. Drew Moore has 9. Nathan Worth, 4. And 3 points apiece off the bench for Cameron DeRay and Colin Benson. Each of those have hit a three-pointer. Oblong has 3 players with 3 and 2 players with 2 points for their 13. Really nobody in foul trouble. 5 fouls on Oblong. And 7 on Red Hill. But again, with the 39-13, the foul situation, it's not really a problem for either team.
Right.
So, but the Salukis lead here 39-13 here at the end of the first half. And that is 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. The end of the quarter on a 16-0 run, and then scored the first points of the third quarter, second quarter, make it 20-5. And they've just stretched it out the rest of the way.
And something I've noticed with Red Hill, too, they've been doing a good job with defense in the backcourt.
Yeah.
They're really doing a lot of pressuring against Oblong, and they've been able to force a lot of steals that way.
Well, and that's, I think, you know, they've Oblong's been prone to turning it over. I know that when Oblong played Lawrenceville, the Indians forced a number of turnovers. And Randy Bishop said after him they thought they could turn them over, you know. And Red Hill has been able to do that so far in this first half. So we'll just have to see what's going to the second half. Because if we get to the fourth quarter and have a 30-point lead, we get to the running clock, you know, this game can get over a little bit earlier.
Yep, that's true. Well, the rest of the day looks like this here in Dieter. Arcola and North Clay at about 2:30. That'll be right after this game. Of course, that's Central Time. Then at 4 o'clock, it'll be Newton and Sullivan. and then 5:30 North Clay and Oblong, and at 7 o'clock, Dietrich and CHBC. So that will be the rest of the day here in Dietrich. Tomorrow, December 27th, another full day of basketball
right
here in Dietrich. We'll actually be on the air twice. The first game will be Arcola and Oblong. That'll be at 11:30 a.m. Then at 1 p.m. it'll be CHBC and Sullivan. Then 2:30 we'll be on the air. It'll be Red Hill and Arcola. Then at 4 o'clock we'll take a break. It'll be Newton and CHBC. Then at 5:30 we'll be back on the air. It'll be the Red Hill Salukis and North Clay. And then at 7 p.m. the nightcap, Dietrich and Newton. So that will be the final game of pool play.
Right. And then how the teams finish tomorrow will determine what time they play, who they play, and what time they play on Friday. There's a game, so I think they start at 1 o'clock, 2:30, and 4. There's a break because the championship ends not until 8 o'clock, but there's a girls' tournament going on in the other gym, and their finals will be played Friday afternoon, except for the championship game. The girls' championship game will be played here in this gym at 6:30. So there'll be two championship games here in this Dietrich High School gym on Friday.
Any way you look at it, lots of basketball here in Dietrich. So
yeah.
This has been the Halftime Show, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We will take a two-minute break and be back with the second half between the Red Hill Salukis and the Oblong Panthers on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Red Hill 39 and Oblong 13. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Second half underway between the Salukis and Oblong Panthers with Rob McKinley. I am Adam Reinhart, and Oblong will start the half with the basketball. It's now Nathan Meese with it top the key, tries to feed it down low, and that's going to be stolen away. That was Nathan Worth with that steal. Now here's Drew Moore driving into traffic, shoots it from the free throw line, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Drake Allen comes up with it. Now gets it out left wing. Drew Moore has it top the key. Moore being guarded by Meese. Gets it out to Connor McKinney. Connor McKinney now left wing. Out to Drew Moore. Now they feed it down low to Drake Allen, and he's going to lay it in.
Wide open, Rodney. With a good ball movement.
He's got 12 points down. Right away, we've got a whistle and a timeout already called. That already is an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 7:22 to go in the third quarter. It's Red Hill 41 and Oblong 13. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Saluki Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, how you want. And by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. And right now the Salukis are getting it here in Dinerick. They got a 41-13 lead over the Oblong Panthers. Now the Panthers with the basketball. Here's Misa with the top of the key.
Oh, they're in a man-to-man. They went to the zone during the second quarter, but now back to the man-to-man.
Now Belford has it being guarded by McKinney. Belford in the left wing gets it out top of the key. Here's Johnson. Johnson now out right side. Here's Nathan Meese. Nathan Meese with it being guarded by Havel. 10 against 10. Now this time Caleb Black down low. Backs off to the top of the key. Now being double-teamed here. Gets rid of it. That's going to be tipped away and stolen by Drake Allen. He comes up with a drive down. Shoots it. No good. And rebounded by the Panthers. That was Belford with that rebound. Now Caleb Black has it. Gets it out. Left wing. Here's Nathan Meese. Now right wing. Here's Hayden Johnson. Now this time back to Meese. Right wing. Meese drives into traffic. Shoots it. And puts it in. Meese now 4 points. And that makes it 41-15. Red Hill still on top. Now Red Hill feeds it down low to Drake Allen at the foul line. Out to Moore left wing. Here's a three on the way by McKinney, and it's good.
His first points of the game.
And it's a three, and that makes it 44-15. Dogs. 6:08 to play in the third quarter. Nathan Meese brings it up past half court for Oblong. Now top of the key, here's Caleb Black. Out left wing this time, here's Belford. Belford out top of the key again. This time it's Black. Black being guarded. And that's going to be tipped away, and it's out of bounds, and Red Hill will take the basketball.
Turnover number 19, three this third quarter.
And that's been a big part of the story, Rob. Connor Potts back into the ball game for the Panthers. So Red Hill will inbound with 5:52 to play in the third quarter. Now Connor McKinney with the ball, gets it out left wing. Here's Drew Moore. Moore out back to McKinney. He's going to take a three top the key, and it's nothing but net.
Same place he hit the one just moments ago.
He's got 6 points now, and it's 47-15, Red Hill. So Nathan Meese will bring the ball up top for the Panthers. Now this time it's Caleb Black with the top of the key. Black gets it out. Here's Meese taking a three. That's going to be off the rim, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound. Slukey's quick transition. Here's McKinney, and he's going to hand it off to Drew Moore. He thought about taking another three there. Now this time Havel back to McKinney, out to Drew Moore. He's going to take a three here, and that's off the rim. Rebound, though, by Havel down low. Out to McKinney, top to three. Here's a three. That's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Caleb Black. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Saluki's up 47-15. And that's going to be tipped away and stolen by Red Hill. Here's Parker Havel. He gets that tipped away.
By Connor Potts.
And they're going to say it's actually off Red Hill. I thought that was going to be off Oblong
I
as well,
too,
but the official says it's off his leg. So that will be a turnover.
Fifth turnover.
47-15, Red Hill still on top. Here's Oblong with the basketball. Here's Caleb Black, top the key. Now left wing, here's Meese. Meese being guarded by Havel. He gets a pick there. Now right wing, here's a three on the way, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Red Hill. Lukey's in transition. Havel gets it out left wing McKinney. Now Drew Moore left corner out back to McKinney. Now this time Drake Allen down low with another rebound. 14 points for Drake Allen, and it's 49-15 Red Hill. 4:11 to play here in the third quarter. Meese with the ball again, top the key, gets it out to Black. Black being double teamed. Now back to Meese right wing. He's going to take a three here, and that's going to be nothing but net. Meese now has 7 points, and we've got a timeout. That is going to be an Ambrough Federal Credit Union timeout on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:57 to play in the third quarter. It's Red Hill 49 and Oblong 18. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department.
I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Saluki Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Cunningham Funeral Home in Bridgeport, our family serving your family. Saluki's with the ball and a 49-18 lead.
The Goblins gone. I thought they'd gone man-to-man. I think they have.
Here's Havel with the left wing. Stops with the ball. Gets out to Drew Moore,
yeah,
left wing.
Yeah, in the eye. It looked like.
Now Nathan Worth feeds it down low to Drake Allen. He's going to shoot over two defenders. Count the basket and the foul. Make that 16 for Drake Allen. And he'll get a chance at a 17th point. Foul, so sub coming in for Oblong. That'll be Tristan Sablone. And that foul will be on Zane Belford, his third. And the first of the half for either team.
Drake's 2 of 3 from the line.
Trying to make it 17 points here. His free throw is up and it is off. But he gets his own rebound.
Came off long.
Now Connor McKinney has it. Gets out Drew Moore. Drew Moore now on the right wing. Drives down low. And that's going to be tipped away. And Red Hill will keep the ball. That was Connor Potts who tipped the ball out of bounds. And so Connor McKinney will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. Gets out to Parker Havel, right wing. Now Drew Moore, top the key. Moore gets out back to Havel. Havel on the left wing. Into traffic, now left wing, here's Worth. Now to Connor McKinney, top the key. Out to Drew Moore, left wing. Now Drew Moore again in the corner. Now top the key, here's McKinney. He's going to take a three, and that's going to be nothing but net.
It's three this quarter for him.
He's got 9 points, all coming from threes. And it's 54-18.
3 or 4 this quarter, 3 or 4 for the game on that.
We're just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter, and Drew Moore comes up with the steal. Now Drew Moore here on a fast break, rolls out to the right corner. Here's a three on the way by McKinney, and it's good. Connor McKinney now with 12 points, his fourth three of the game, and it's 57-18 Salukis.
All this quarter. That one is from the corner, though.
Yeah.
Connor from the corner.
How about that? They say the best come in threes, and for Connor McKinney, it certainly has.
And it's coming fours for threes.
Now here's Belford, left corner for the Panthers. 2:20 to play in the third. Here's Nathan Meese now with it, top the key, being guarded by Havel. It's been a matchup of number 10 against number 10. Now this time it's Meese again, right wing. Drives down low, gets out to Potts, right wing. Now this time it's Caleb Black, top the key. Black being guarded by Worth. Rolls out to the right wing. Now top the key. Here's Belford. 1:55 to play here in the third quarter. Now top the key. Here's Nathan Meese. Meese so far leading all Oblong scores with 7 points. Now Meese in the right wing. Drives down low. No good. Rebound, though, down low. Here's a putback, and it's good. And that's Tristan Sablone with the putback. His first points of the ball game, and that makes it 57-20 in favor of the Salukis. Now Parker Havel drives down low, and that gets blocked, and Oblong comes up with it. Now Meese drives down low again, shoots it, no good. Rebound, though, by Drew Moore. Now the Salukis in transition. Here's Drew Moore with it out to McKinney. Near steal there, three on the way by McKinney, and that's going to be off the front of the rim, rebounded by Worth. He shoots it from just inside the foul line, also no good. And finally, the rebound by Belford of Oblong. 1:05 to play here in the third quarter. 37-point lead for the Red Hill Salukis. It's now Meese with the basketball here. Rolling out to the right wing. Drives into traffic. Shoots over Worth. Count the basket and foul. So Nathan Meese now with 9 points in the ball game, and he can make it double figures with a free throw. And so that will be Red Hill's first foul of the half.
The third on Havel. McKinney and Worth coming out. I'm thinking probably Ray and Benson coming
Here's
in.
Here's the free throw. No good. And that's going to be rebounded by Drew Moore and gets out to Parker Havel.
It's kind of a scramble there.
Yeah.
Havel picked up the loose ball with it. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Cameron Ray.
The three on the way from Ray. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Oblong. Sablone. 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 35-point lead for Red Hill.
No suspense in this one now.
Yeah. I'd say so. Meese drives down low. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and the Panthers will keep it. Today's ball game brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrough FCU. Oblong inbounds from underneath the basket. Guessed out top the key. Here's Caleb Black. Black now in the right wing. Guessed out top the key. Here's Hayden Johnson. Hayden Johnson hands it off this time to Connor Potts. Now back to Johnson. Down to 15 in the quarter. Here's Johnson in the right corner. Three on the way by Potts. That's going to be off. And a rebound by Parker Havel. Down to 10 in the third. Havel drives down low, driving in the left wing. Gets down to McKinney. Down to 3 seconds here. Drew Moore out to McKinney. Top of the key. Here's a three. That's going to be no good. And that will wrap up the third quarter. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, we've played three quarters. We've got one to go. It's the Salukis 57 and the Oblong Panthers 22. We're back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Lowe's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Salukis Basketball on the Legend, brought to you by Jace Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Winner, winner for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Start of the fourth quarter, Red Hill with the ball. Three on the way by Ray. That's going to be off and rebounded by Parker Havel. Now Drew Moore has it top the key. Now Parker Havel has it in the left wing. Havel with it. Gets it out this time to Ray. Ray has it, gets it out right wing. This time it's Colin Benson with it. And that's tipped away, and Parker Havel saves it. Havel drives it out left wing. Here's Drew Moore taking a three. That's going to be good. Drew Moore now in double figures. He's got 12, and it's 60-22. It's now Oblong with the basketball here. Here's Hayden Johnson with it. Now they go into the right corner. That's going to be a turnover as the ball goes out of bounds. So Red Hill will inbound for it.
And the clock is running, so.
Yep. As you say, Rob, not much suspense in this one. Now here's Drew Moore in the paint, gets it out left wing. Now this time, top the key, here's Havel. They feed it down low, and that's going to go out of bounds.
That was a fastball, wasn't it?
That was intended for Cameron Ray, yeah. But he was unable to hang on to it. So
I think he barely touched it.
Yeah.
It whizzed by him at about 80 miles an hour, didn't it?
Boy, that was as fast as a pitch you would see from a pitching machine.
Especially within close, too.
Yeah. Now here's Meese driving down low, and that's going to be a foul on the floor. It will not be a shooting foul. And that will be, it looks like, on Red Hill. So that will be the Salukis' second foul.
Fourth on Havel.
Of this half, and the fourth on Havel.
But again, not a problem as far as that part. You don't want to foul out. But
now this time it's Litteris. He's going to take a three from the top of the key, and he got it. That's six now for Litter. It's both three-pointers, and that makes it 60-25 in favor of Red Hill.
He hit one early in the first quarter.
Now Parker Havel has it left wing. Now this time it's McKinney in the left corner. Now out to Drew Moore. Drives down low, shoots it, and lays it in. Drew Moore now with 14 points in the ball game, and it's 62-25. 5:42 to play here in this ball game. Oblong with the basketball. Here's a three on the way by Meese. That's going to be off the front of the rim. And Connor Potts comes up with the rebound for the Panthers. Feeds it down low to Belford. Belford shoots it, and that's going to be no good but a foul on Connor McKinney. And that will send the Panthers to the free throw line.
Worth and Allen are going to come in for Red Hill momentarily. Belfort at the line shooting two.
Today's game brought to you by Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. First free throw is up and no good. Today's game also brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner. Quality leaves no regrets. And Bill Dobson Ford of Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. So Zane Belfort at the line. His second free throw is up and it is good.
His first point.
62-26. Saluki's still on top. It looks like they will take this one. Now here's Colin Benson. That's going to be tipped away and stolen by the Panthers. Now here's Zane Belfort with the drives down, and he can't get the basket, but he draws the foul, and that will send him back to the free throw line. So that will be the 14th foul on Red Hill, and that will be number two on Colin Benson.
Belfort one of two at the line.
He's got 1 point so far. His first free throw is up, and it bounces in.
Had to wait on that one.
Yeah. Didn't know if it was going to go in or not. Belfort at the line again. Second free throw is up, and it goes in as well.
It kind of took a circle tour there, too, didn't it?
Yep.
62-28. Some more subs in for Red Hill. It's like Damian Plummer. That's Holtz.
Dawson Holtz is in.
Dawson Holtz.
Colin Benson is still in, it looks like. Now this time it's Benson in the right wing, and that ball gets tipped away, and the Salukis will keep the ball. 62-28 is your score. Now Holtz with it, top the key. Holtz being double-teamed, gets it out left wing. Now this time it's Cameron Ray out to the left wing. Here's Worth. Now back to Holtz, top the key. Holtz now back to Worth. Here's a three on the way, and that's going to be off the rim and rebounded by Oblong. That was Belfort with that rebound. Now Potts with it, left wing. Potts almost lost it, but is able to save the ball. We're just under 3 minutes to play here in the fourth and final quarter.
And again, a running clock.
34-point lead for Red Hill and a kicked ball, and that will stop play for just a moment. Oblong will keep the basketball.
Yeah, the game in high school basketball in the fourth quarter, 30-point lead. It used to be you could do it just in tournament play with a running clock. Now you can do it for any game. But
now this time they go in the left wing as Potts is going to drive down, no good, and that will go back to the Salukis.
So Red Hill has Allen, Benson, Holtz, Ray, and Worth.
Now this time it's Nathan Worth in the right corner out to the wing. Now this time it's Drake Allen top the key. 2:08 to play in the ball game. Now this time it's Cameron Ray again. Now Worth. Now top the key. Here's Allen, and we got to travel. Today's ball game also brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Local medical professionals caring for local people. 1:48 to play. Oblong with the basketball, and we're going to have, it looks like, more subs coming in.
Two for Red Hill, I think all five for Oblong.
Yeah.
For Red Hill, it's going to be Plummer and Moore.
And so Nathan Worth coming out of the ballgame, as is Drake Allen, and they're getting an ovation from the Red Hill crowd.
Josh Henry hasn't played, but they're trying to keep him here, that turf toe, so he's in uniform, but doesn't need use him in a game like this.
Right. Now the Panthers with the basketball. Here's Timothy Staley with the ball. Now they go in the right wing. Here's a shot on the way by Jonathan. That's going to be an air ball, and they're not able to save it, and that will go back to the Red Hill Salukis. And, you know, this is really good for the younger Red Hill players to get some playing time here.
Yeah. We go under a minute.
So 55 seconds to play in this ball game. Red Hill about to be 1-0 in this tournament. Now Salukis with the basketball. Here's Moore with it. Now right wing. Here's Dawson Holtz with it. He's going to shoot it. No good. And the rebound by Oblong. Hayden Johnson comes up with that rebound. We're down to 40 seconds. Now a shot from the left wing. That's going to be off the rim and rebounded by the Salukis. Cameron Ray. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the ball game. Here's Holtz with it. Top the key. Now gets down right side. Now three on the way here, and that's going to be off the rim. That was Damian Plummer. And Oblong gets the rebound with 20 seconds to play in the ball game. Now we're down to 15 seconds here. Oblong with the ball, and the Red Hill crowd clapping as they are about to be 1-0 in this tournament. So Oblong with the ball in the final seconds. They drive down in the right wing, down to 3 seconds. Here's a shot at the buzzer that's going to be off the rim, and that will do it. So that's the ball game. Red Hill wins it over Oblong. Your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 62 and the Oblong Panthers 28 as Red Hill wins its Dietrich Holiday Tournament opener. And they will take on Arcola tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 Central, and you can hear that right here on The Legend. Coming up right here on The Legend, though, it's our post-game show. We will bring you our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And that's coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of a Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
And once again, your final score here on the Best Way Express scoreboard is the Red Hill Salukis 62 and the Oblong Panthers 28. With Rob McKinley, I am Adam Reinhart, and welcome to our post-game show. We will be hearing from Red Hill coach Brian Havel momentarily. Let's go ahead and go through the scoring for the Salukis and Oblong Panthers. Salukis were led by Drake Allen with 16 points. Drew Moore chipped in 14. Parker Havel also had 10. Connor McKinney with 12. Nathan Worth with 4. And Colin Benson with 3. And Cameron Ray also with 3. So that's the Salukis 62 points. For the Oblong Panthers, they were led by Nathan Meese with 9 points. Diego Litteris with 6. Connor Potts with 3. Zane Belford and Hayden Johnson also with 3. And Caleb Black and Tristan Sablon with 2 points apiece. So let's go ahead and give you our Bill Dobson Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, and I think it's a pretty obvious choice, Drake Allen.
I think Drake Allen, yeah, he was instrumental in getting some steals there, got everything inside, had 10 points in the first half, 6 in the second half. Of course, the fourth quarter, Red Hill led 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. They were down 5-2 and scored the last 16 points of that quarter lead, 18-5. It was 20-5 before Oblong scored again. They increased the lead to 39-13 after three quarters. Outscored Oblong 18-9 in the third quarter. It was 57-22. And at that point in the fourth quarter, with a 30-point lead, they were on a running clock for the rest of the game. And Oblong outscored Red Hill 6-5 in the fourth quarter. But Salukis won it 62-28. I had Red Hill shooting 25 out of 54 and 3 of 7 from the line. Oblong 12 of 33 and 3 of 6. I'm trying to think. They had 16 of their 21 shots in the first quarter were threes. Second half they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes in the second half. So they shot 22 of their 33 shots were threes. Red Hill was 4 of 9 in the first half. Second half they took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But they made 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, Connor McKinney was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was 4 of 7 in the second half, all in the third quarter, before his 12 points. Three of them came from the spot on the top of the key and one from the corner. So, but the Salukis had, let's see, that make 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 threes they made. I think he made 8 threes in the ball game. So that's pretty good if you can do that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, Red Hill, as we say, forced a lot of turnovers, especially in that second quarter. There was a sequence there where Drew Moore got a steal and then a basket, and then Parker Havel, same thing. And Coach Brian Havel is actually right here. So we are here now with Red Hill Coach Brian Havel. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Good effort by your team, and you're 1-0 in the Dieterich Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, we basically are proceeding in this tournament like we did the last tournament, where we just take it one game at a time and not worry about what lies ahead. And I thought we actually did that better here in game one than what we did over at Wayne City. We come out pretty flat over there first game, but we came out, you know, we still missed a lot of layups, but you know, it's a mental and physical thing, more mental, and we work on that a lot in practice. We have for the last couple weeks more so, but it wasn't through lack of effort, you know. But again, if I take anything away, is we blew some easy shots today.
Well, I know you said forced them into like 22 turnovers. You got some easy buckets in the first half. You missed a couple of those inside shots, but you finally converted on them, and you had that run. You were down 5-2, and you went up like 20-5, and that kind of set the pace.
Yeah, I was pleased with how we come out and played for the most part, and we were able to turn them over, which is what we wanted to do early, and you know, it led to several transition buckets. But like I told the kids in the locker room, you know, this tournament, with who we play and when we play, it's going to be like a stair step thing. You know, it's going to get more difficult the next game, more difficult, more difficult. So you know, we got to stay focused and watch some of this next game and see who we got tomorrow.
Well, that's, we've got both of these teams, Arcola and North play.
Yeah, we do.
One at 2:30 and one at 5:30, so you'll be interested in seeing this game.
Yeah, and I told the kids it's set up for us being the one seed to be very difficult here to play Arcola tomorrow, and then North Clay, who we've seen at Wayne City. North Clay's a very good team. They're very dangerous. So, you know, we're going to be on our toes, get rest tonight, and come ready to play tomorrow.
And, of course, you got two games tomorrow that are pretty close apart, too. So so how are you going to handle that and to turn around, play one game, and then turn around?
Yeah, well, I'm okay with that aspect, I guess. I don't know that sitting one game or sitting two makes a big difference. You know, we need to come out against Arcola and take care of business, you know, not make it interesting, come out and play basketball, and hopefully we can, you know, get some rest throughout that game and be ready for North Clay. But like I said, it's one game at a time. All we're worried about right now is Arcola.
Well, the thing is, you're not the only team that plays, not necessarily back-to-back. I think several other teams have a game in between and then play again. So it's not like you did that at Wayne City that one, I think, when you play back-to-back. Yeah.
I think the first year we were in Wayne City, we had to do something like that. Maybe back-to-back.
It was a hot day down there that day.
You know, our kids are conditioned well, and I think they're mentally tough enough to do it, but we'll see. Tomorrow will be a real test for them.
Corey, you got any questions?
Yeah, I do. You've had a lot of time between the last game that you played in here. How do you think that's going to help you as you continue to play throughout this tournament?
Well, you know, if I go back to last year, we weren't in this tournament, so we had the Wayne City thing, and then we laid off till after New Year's, which was that's what you call a lot of time off, but it was too much time off for us, I thought. And We took a few days off here and there. We never took more than 3 days off. And I felt going into this tournament, our last three practices had been very, very good. I thought we looked to be on the same page as where we finished at Wayne City with how the kids were playing. And, you know, I think today you saw again, we were, I don't know what the totals were, but I think we were extremely balanced offensively. And you know, that's what we need to do to proceed on.
Yeah, four double figures. Parker had 10, Connor 12, all that the third quarter, those threes. Drew had 14 and Drake had 16. So you
need
scoring.
And that's where we need to be at.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's right, Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. We will take one more break. We will take a 3-minute timeout, and we will be back with the conclusion of our postgame show and a preview of tomorrow. So we're back in 3 minutes. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The Citizens National Bank of Albion Board of Directors and entire staff would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for making us the five-star and most trusted financial partner in Albion, Awley, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. We'll continue to work hard to keep that trust through excellence in customer and community service and the latest in banking products and technologies.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Happy holidays from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at the Health Department in Lawrence County. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you and your family a joyous holiday season.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest, they leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
And once again, your final score on the Best Way Express scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis win it over the Oblong Panthers. 62-28 is your final. Salukis are 1-0 in the round robin in the Dieterich Boys Holiday Tournament. And they will take on Arcola tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. And also North Clay at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow evening here at Dieterich.
Right, and the this next game coming up is between Arcola and North Clay, so they're the two teams that Red Hill will see in the next round of the tournament. The first game today, Dietrich defeated Sullivan by a score of 57-33.
33.
Yeah, I'm looking at one score and trying to write the other one down. So,
I want to mention one more of our sponsors, Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville, under new local ownership and committed to offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County. So,
okay, yeah, good.
So I wanted to make sure we got all of our sponsors in there. So warming up right now on the court are the Salukis' next two opponents, Arcola and North Clay. So So the Salukis will certainly be interested in seeing that ball game. And, Rob, your thoughts on tomorrow?
Well, so you got two games. I know that we've seen North Clay. I've seen them a little bit against Gallatin County, a game they ended up losing by about 13 to 14, but it was a two-point game. When Ryan and I got there, the third quarter, it was a two-point game. Then they played beat Wayne City by 6 or 7, I think, in the third-place game. And I can't remember if that was an overtime or not. So team that Red Hill can be with. I think they're probably the favorite in this game. They're the fourth seed. Arcola is the fifth seed. So, but I think North Clay might be the favorite in this tournament. I was looking. There's four of these schools here in this tournament play football. Whereas at Wayne City, Red Hill was the only football playing school.
How about that? Well, in any case, we'll be here on the air tomorrow, a little bit before 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, as the Red Hill Salukis will take on Arcola, and you can listen to that right here on 99.3 FM and 910 AM. The legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville Vincennes. So we're excited about that, and we hope to see you tomorrow. So that does it for us this afternoon. Our thanks, as always, to Guilty Wilson back at the station for his good work, keeping us on the air, keeping us entertained, and he's getting ready to get – I think he's ready for us to get off the air.
I think he is, too, yeah.
So that is it for us this afternoon. We will see you tomorrow at 2:30. For Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Have a happy holiday week. You've been listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.